Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, and welcome to He Sent His Word radio broadcast. I'm your host, Diane Woods, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to our broadcast today. It's such a wonderful day today, and I know that God is doing great things in our lives, but there's some things that we need to address sometimes when we feel like we're getting stuck or not being able to move forward, and that is our soul. Our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And sometimes when we've asked God to forgive us of our sin and we've forgiven others, sometimes we're still wounded in our soul. So today's broadcast, I just want to acknowledge the fact that we do need healing in our soul. In Job chapter 7, verse 1, it says, "Therefore I will not refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul." Sometimes we complain because of the bitterness in our soul, but Jesus came. He died on the cross for the healing of our souls. So let's just get right into our broadcast for today. I want us to continue to just trust the Lord in everything that He's given us to do. It still has to do with our purpose. Many times we have to connect all of the dots when it comes to us as persons and personalities. So let's pray. Father, I thank you today for the broadcast. I thank you for everyone listening today, and that their hearts will be open, their minds and their souls will be open to receive encouragement as it relates to their potential, passion, and purpose, and moving it from paper to productivity. Even though that is a process, we need to acknowledge you, Father, in all things that we do. And sometimes we do need healing in our souls. We thank you that Christ died on the cross for us, that He was raised from the dead with resurrection power. And by that power, it's because of that power, we can truly, truly be healed, whole, and well. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's continue on. I just want to share a few things today as scriptures as it relates to our souls. Everybody, not everybody, I won't say everybody. A lot of people really know Psalms 23. And in there, the Bible has a lot to say about our souls, like over 400 scriptures dealing with the soul from Genesis to Revelation. And in Psalm 23, verse 3, it says, "He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." See, God restores our soul. So if our souls didn't need restoring, the Bible wouldn't say that He restores my soul. But how does that happen? We can do things in our potential as we're working in our purpose. People can hurt our feelings. People can say things and do things that causes bitterness in our soul. As Job was saying, that his soul was bitterness. Our souls can be weary. Our mind and will and emotions have a lot to do with everything. It has a lot to do with our decisions that we make. And as we are going through and living out our purpose, we have to be mindful that our souls need to be healed sometimes, or restored in areas that may have caused us some kind of bitterness, some kind of tragedy, some kind of trauma, something that has happened to us that we just can't seem to get past. So one of the things that I like to do today is just kind of bring that to the forefront of our thinking. Not saying that there's anything wrong, but just think about your soul, man, for a moment. We have to acknowledge the soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. When you think about your emotions, if someone hurts your feelings, that's like a wound, that's like a cut, that's like a bruise, it's broken. But how does God restore our soul? Well, we have to acknowledge that thing first and foremost, but we also want to ask God to heal us of the wounds that have taken place as a result of other people's sin, our sin. Sometimes things that we do can cause our souls to be wounded, because if my soul is wounded, then it's going to affect my emotions. Just think, if something happened and my emotions are all every which way or out of control, it's going to affect my thinking. It's going to affect how I respond. So our mind, will, and emotions, the soul of man, is very, very important to maintain a healthy balance in that. So if there's something that we can't seem to get past, sometimes we need to ask God to heal us in our soul of the wound that took place as a result of that situation or circumstance. And I know that we go and we ask people to forgive us. We ask for forgiveness, and we cover it under the blood of Jesus Christ. But also, we need to make sure that in that same breath or in that same prayer or as we're calling out to God, ask Him to heal you of that wound. Father, heal me of the wounds that took place as a result of this situation or that situation or someone saying something to me or discouraging me. In our purposes, a lot of times we don't go ahead and do what God wants us to do because of disparaging remarks. In my book, Potential Passion and Purpose from Paper to Productivity, that's one of the things that can hinder us is disparaging comments from other people. It's an opinion. It's something spoken to us, and it's not even true. We know that it's not true, but we take it as our own. It wounds us. It causes a cut. And just think, if you're wounded, if you're cut and you're always bleeding or that scab is always, that thing is always being rubbed the wrong way, it's never going to heal. But Christ came. He died on the cross for our healing. He was wounded for our transgressions. By His stripes, we are healed. We are healed. And healing needs to take place not just in our physical body, but in our soul. Because that, if my emotions are always negative or always shooting towards that bruise or that wound or that bitterness, it's very hard for me to walk in the total healness of my mind, if you understand what I'm trying to say. It's our mind, our will, and our emotions. When we think about our souls, when we think about wounds maybe in your prayer time, just if there's something that you can't get past, ask Christ as you're praying about that, ask God to heal you. He's a loving Father. He loves us very much, and He wants us to walk in our purpose. He wants us to walk in our potential and take a hold of the thing that He has given us to do. One of the things that He dealt with me about is the fact that, okay, you want everybody, you're encouraging everybody, but why aren't you doing what I ask you to do as it relates to your purpose? Why is it so difficult for you to stay consistent, to stay focused? And it was because of a wound that had taken place maybe many, many years ago when someone said something to me, oh, you can't do that, or you can't be that, or this is too hard. And I took it to heart, but it created a wound and a scab. And every time I would get so far, I would maybe even subconsciously think about that, and I would just not continue to move forward. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. So it's not something that just, you know, we can just nonchalantly or we can just totally ignore. We have to deal with our soul. We have to deal with our spirit. In Psalms, it talks a lot about the soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. And He says, don't forget all of His benefits. What benefits are there to God? He heals all of our wounds and our transgressions. He brings healing to our life. So don't forget that that is a part of walking in the fullness of your potential, passion, and purpose. Now, I want to share with you, I have a soundbite. I was having lunch with a friend, and she was sharing with me some things that are coming up on the record label that she has. So I'm going to play our soundbite, and I want you to just be encouraged because God wants all of us to step into our destiny. We like to listen to and be encouraged by destiny words or destiny thinking and all of those things, but when is it going to become a reality? God wants us, He wants your dream to become a reality. He wants my dream to become a reality. And I'm going to just introduce to you someone that has a record label here in Jacksonville, and things are getting ready to take off. And we're going to have an opportunity to play songs from the track once it goes. But just listen to this short interview with Felicia Day. I just want to share with you a little bit. There's a new artist in town, and there's a label that's coming out. And I have Felicia Day here, and she's going to just explain a little bit. When we're talking about purpose and things that individuals are called to do, this is something new. You have to step out and not be hold things back. Sometimes we get a struggle a little bit thinking that maybe there's no place for me, but there's always a place. God has a place for each and every one of us. So I want to introduce Felicia Day, and she's going to tell you a little bit about the label and the artist. There's going to be some upcoming events pretty soon, and we're going to keep promoting that on our broadcast. So, Felicia?
Hello, my name is Felicia Day. I am the co-owner of In the Mix Music Group. We are an independent gospel label here in Jacksonville, Florida. My artist that we are actually promoting right now, her name is Marvette. And it has been amazing to be a part of the ministry of music. I thank God for giving us the insight to just promote people that are actually touching others with the ministry of music, to open up their souls so that they can receive what God has for them.
Well, thank you, Felicia. We're excited about the upcoming label, and hopefully we'll be able to get that sample soon, and we'll play it on one of our broadcasts. And so I just wanted to let you guys know that we are here to just open up the eyes of us as individuals, as members of the body of Christ, to what's coming. There's always something new. God always has something new when it comes to our purpose. So we want to step into it. We want to walk into it. And I just think that this is just going to be such an awesome label, and God is just doing great things. So thank you, Felicia.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Isn't that awesome? God is such a faithful God, and as long as we stay in His will for our lives, no matter how long it takes, God is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above. And we quote the scriptures because those are promises that belong to us as children of God. But also remember, there's healing in the soul of a man. You need healing in that soul. That person, that thing, that trauma, that drama that happened to you has caused a wound. It has caused a cut. And every time you try to move past that, every time you try to get past that, because it's still an open sore, all of the energy that you have is shifted back towards that wound. And then it just kind of oozes out of you, and you just kind of lose your perspective, or you just can't seem to move forward. But Jesus Christ died on the cross that you might be healed in His name. So I'm going to pray right now. And whatever wounds you may have experienced through trauma, through drama, whatever, and this doesn't have to be just a one-time deal, go before the Father and ask Him, where am I wounded, Father? What has happened that I can't go forward? Well, heal that wound. Heal the wounds that we've created because of our rebellion or because of our disobedience. Sometimes they're self-inflicted wounds that keep us from moving forward. So just, God loves us. He's not condemning us. There is no condemnation. It's time for you to walk in that fullness of what God has for you, so you can't do it if you have a wounded soul. So today, God wants to heal the soul. He wants to heal you right now. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the listening audience today, and that we thank you for Christ dying on the cross for us and being raised from the dead. It's that Spirit that raised Christ from the dead that dwells on the inside of us. But we need to be healed, Father. We've forgiven those individuals that have done things against us, but we still can't seem to get past it. So, Father, today, heal the wound as a result of that trauma. Heal the wound as a result of something that we may have done. Bring the healing power of Christ, because He died on the cross. He was raised from the dead. He is seated in heavenly places, and we're seated with Him in victory. So, Father, I ask you to heal every broken heart, every shattered soul. Touch him right now. Heal that wound, Father. Restore that relationship back together, Father, because of the wounds of words, Father. Don't let that hurt continue, Father, to be something that stops us as your children from living out our purpose in life. We love you, Father. We love you, Lord. We bless your name, and we thank you for healing us right now in our soul, whatever that soul wound is. We thank you for bringing total restoration, restoring our soul, as it says in Psalm 23. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Well, thank you for listening to He Sent His Word radio broadcast. I'm your host, Diane Woods, and we have some wonderful things coming up pretty soon, and I'll be sharing on the broadcast with some of those things. As you heard from Felicia, they have a new label coming up. Marvette is going to be releasing her music CD soon. And I want you to make sure that you order that. Once we play it, I know that you'll enjoy it. She's a wonderful artist, gospel artist, and we thank God for her. We thank God for Felicia being on our program today. And I just want you to know that God loves you and I love you. And have a great one.